Hell in a handbasket. That's what I'd call how this day, this week, heck, this month, was turning out. Hell in a handbasket, I muttered and shifted a little bit in my seat. I had to get a gander at what was going on across the grassy median at the smelly dog groomer shop. What's happening now? I asked and leaned a little more to the right. I had to get a clear vision of what was going on. After all, I was the one who'd found the dead body inside. Not just any dead body. Colt Lincoln. As in, the Colt Lincoln. Yep. The famous bounty hunter who had his own television show, Colt Lincoln. I looked out the window and took in all the surroundings. The sun had started to set, and several tourists noticed, taking their phones out to get that amazing shot so they could put it on their latest social media with hashtag sunset or hashtag Daniel Boone National Forest. Off in the distance, I noticed Wayne Newton, not the Wayne Newton like the Colt Lincoln, but our local Wayne, who did take professional photographs of the national forest we called home. It was my meeting with him to discuss hiring him to take photos of my upcoming fall wedding that even brought me to the Smelly Dog Groomers. In a roundabout way. Chester, my soon-to-be stepdog, had an appointment to get a bath and nail trim at the Smelly Dog, so I thought it would be easiest to kill two birds with one stone, not happen upon the body where it was a kill one bounty hunter with one bullet kind of thing. I'd been waiting on Wayne to text me back. And when he did, it was after finding the dead body bounty hunter, after which Sheriff Al Hemmer told me to wait outside of the shop. So I'd found myself wandering over to the coffee shop, where it was much easier to wait with a cup of coffee. Still, I glanced around and noticed just how deceiving the Daniel Boone National Forest was. It was like a seduction by a beautiful woman who on the outside was stunning, but where on the inside deep and dark secrets loomed. Pulling up the mug to my lips, I let out a little snort. The tourist lying on the blanket in the middle of the grassy median between me and the smelly dog groomer had no idea that just a few feet away, the star of the show they loved and the bounty hunter they'd made famous, Colt Lincoln, lay in there, dead. My eyes lowered as they warded off the last little bit of sun as it began to dip toward the horizon. The sky transformed into a stunning canvas of warm hues. Shades of orange, pink, and gold streaked across the sky, blending together seamlessly like a watercolor painting. Again, my eyes wandered to the grassy median, the park-like setting between the one-way streets of downtown Normal, Kentucky. The lush green trees and rugged hillsides of the forest were bathed in a warm, golden light, creating a serene and tranquil atmosphere. But here I was, anxiously awaiting what questions Sheriff Al Hemmer had for me.